Chapter 6, ADA Brigade. This chapter discusses the ADA Brigade headquarters and the AMD capabilities it provides in support of the Joint Force Commander, JFC, and Unified Land Operations. Like all ADA headquarters units, the Brigade headquarters is task-organized to support the mission based on MET-TC. Roles and responsibilities. The role of ADA brigades is to command and coordinate the operations of subordinate ADA battalions and other assigned and attached units in the theater army. Normally, one brigade is assigned per theater. If not already forward stationed or deployed, an early entry element of the ADA brigade initially deploys as a part of an AAMDC, followed by the remainder of the headquarters. ADA brigades are structured to perform several functions supporting the AAMDCs and those designated geographic command organizations which support AMD integration and operations. ADA brigade functions include C2, integration, planning, and liaison with joint and higher echelon units and subordinate battalions. The brigade responsibilities are further defined in this chapter. ADA brigades provide forces for the AAMDCs to meet the commander's AMD objectives. ADA brigades, in both the active and reserve components, can integrate a mix of active, reserve, and multinational forces. The ADA brigades are aligned under the AAMDCs and exercise C2 of subordinate units in support of unified land operations. The ADA Brigade focuses on the execution of current operations while supporting planning through collaboration with the AAMDC. The ADA Brigade executes C2 functions in support of force and engagement operations. Consistent with the AAMDC, the ADA Brigade's level of effort remains more heavily focused on planning and force operations than on engagement operations. The ADA Brigade provides ground-based AMD command across a large area of operations. It generally commands several ADA battalions/task forces and reports directly to the AAMDC. Like the other ADA echelons, the ADA Brigade is normally under the operational control of the AAMDC and in direct support of the AADC for the execution of operational and geostrategic missions. The ADA Brigade generally exercises this direct support role through an AADC subordinate commander, such as a RADC or Sector Air Defense Commander, SADC. MET-TC considerations may allow for them to be placed under operational or tactical control of a corps, as has been the case in past conflicts. Support relationships, such as direct and general support, may also be used to provide AMD fires in support of maneuver echelons. The ADA Brigade Commander can serve as the senior AMD commander for land forces in the absence of the AAMDC. In these situations, the brigade may be augmented with capabilities organic to the AAMDC. The ADA brigade integrates into the kill chain by attaching the brigade's ADA FCO to the designated AADC engagement authority. This authority is usually the RADC or SADC. The ADA brigade assists the AAMDC in providing the requisite C2 to specific organizations or geographical areas where multiple joint and multinational AMD forces operate. The brigade is the highest echelon that is properly resourced with the skills, equipment, and staff to integrate multiple ground-based ADA capabilities into the joint and multinational AMD fight and in support of Army maneuver forces. Generally, the integration of U.S. and multinational land-based AMD forces occurs with the oversight of the ADA Brigade Headquarters. The operational, tactical, and support relationships in these situations are MET-TC dependent and often support specific bilateral agreements between nations. Brigade composition. Each brigade consists of a headquarters, a brigade staff, and its subordinate battalions and batteries. A brigade headquarters can effectively provide C2 of several subordinate units. ADA brigades differ in their composition, which are driven by MET-TC, and the manner in which their battalions are task-organized. The typical brigade can expect to have between 2 and 7 battalions. The brigade is comprised of active and/or reserve component personnel. The range of personnel working in the brigade includes intelligence, chemical, air defense, signal, logistic, and special staff personnel. The brigade staff consists of a command section and multiple subordinate sections: S1, personnel; S2, intelligence; S3, plans, operations, training, and fire control, S4, motor maintenance and support operations, S6, information technology and voice/data communications, public affairs, surgeon, chaplain, and brigade judge advocate. The brigade staff is led by the brigade deputy commander. The deputy commander is responsible for all coordination within the brigade staff and with higher, adjacent, and subordinate staffs. The S1 section provides personnel and administrative support and limited postal services to the battalions and separate batteries. The S1 manages personnel strengths and actions for all subordinate units, including personnel readiness. The S1 also performs adjutant duties, including protocol. The S2 section processes battlefield information and coordinates intelligence requirements within the battalions and separate batteries and with the supported units, higher headquarters, and military intelligence assets. The S2 section leads the staff in the IPB process, identifies threat characteristics, and coordinates with adjacent intelligence assets to provide the commander with a full-spectrum threat assessment. The Brigade S2 also performs other functions, such as support to Army information and personnel security programs. The S3 section is the focal point for task organization, planning, operations, fire control, and training. The S3 section conducts current and future planning, operations, and ADA-specific training certifications. As in all headquarters staffs, the S3 is the central staff that drives the requirements and is supported by the other staff sections. Specific staff sections under the S3 include the Current and Future Operations Cells, Seaburn Cell, Brigade FCE, and ADA FCO element. The Current Operations Cell executes force operations and maintains an accurate awareness of the current situation for the commander. The Future Operations Cell plans and coordinates future brigade operations. The Seaburn Cell monitors the Seaburn environment and integrates passive defensive measures taken to minimize or negate the vulnerability to and effects of Seaburn attacks. The S3, in coordination with the deputy commander, oversees the brigade's controlled substitution plan to ensure it remains deliberately managed and supports the AAMDC commander's specific guidance. The S4 section provides supervision and coordination of logistics, coordination of food services field feeding and sanitation, coordination of supply and resupply, and coordination of transportation and maintenance support. It operates the admin/log network control station and transports S1 and S4 personnel and equipment. The S4 section provides the full range of logistics support from property accountability, maintenance and readiness, to budget management. The S4 oversees the brigade's property book and the brigade's equipment readiness to include coordinating with external logistics support agencies for repairs, upgrades, and modifications. Specific staff sections under the control of the S4 include the support operations section and the motor maintenance section. The S6 section provides staff planning and supervision of communications for the brigade. It provides for the installation, operation, and maintenance of internal signal communications and electronic equipment in the brigade headquarters. It coordinates frequency allocation and assignments. The section performs field maintenance, internal and external planning, and 24-hour communications and courier services. It conducts network operations to establish, operate, manage, protect, and defend communications networks and information services. The S6 section manages organic communications capabilities and computers and coordinates for the use of external communications capabilities based on METTC. The S6 oversees the brigade's communications security accounts and equipment. The special staff section provides the command with the necessary subject matter expertise to ensure medical, legal, public affairs, and spiritual unit readiness. The brigade surgeon provides medical treatment for the brigade. The Brigade Judge Advocate section provides legal expertise pertaining to military, domestic, and international law. It provides advice on laws of armed conflict, interprets ROE, determines the legality of targets and plans, supervises the administration of military justice, and monitors treatment of captured and detained persons and refugees. The Public Affairs Office section assists in conducting briefings for the media on brigade operations and ground rules for media coverage of those operations, reviews materials scheduled for release to the media for operational security limitations or requirements, and provides guidance to new media personnel concerning field censorship procedures and guidelines. The unit ministry team provides religious support to all assigned, attached, or authorized personnel to include ministry for mass casualties and hospitalized members. The team advises the commander on religious, ethical, morals, morale, and soldier welfare issues, and liaises with higher and adjacent unit ministry teams. The battery headquarters, while not a staff section, provides C2, administrative, and logistical support for headquarters battery personnel. Command and control. ADA brigades have the primary mission of linking subordinate ADA echelons to the kill chain. The brigade ADA FCO deploys to the appropriate joint C2 facility at which the RADC or SADC operates and provides voice connectivity with subordinate ADA echelons for engagement operations. The brigade maintains operational control of its organic subordinate ADA units and any attached forces. It also maintains constant communications and coordination with the AMD element at Corps and, when required by MET-TC, with the AMD element at Division. The brigade's C2 capabilities are provided by the AMD PCS, Patriot Tactical Planner, and THAAD Portable Planner. The AMD PCS gives the ADA brigade a limited capability to operate a FCE to direct subordinate C2 nodes. The AMD PCS provides the means to select and direct a subordinate C2 node to conduct an engagement, but cannot directly execute the engagement. The Patriot Tactical Planner provides a capability to create and test defense designs of Patriot forces. The THAAD Portable Planner provides the capability to design and evaluate THAAD defenses. See ATP 3-01.7 for additional discussions of Brigade C2. As a part of exercising C2 over subordinate ADA organizations, the ADA Brigade also focuses on building and potentially controlling cohesive joint and multinational teams responsible for executing the AMD mission in a given area of operations. The ability of the ADA Brigade to operate in the joint and multinational environment, with ever-changing MET-TC factors that influence this environment, is critically important. In situations where an AAMDC is not present, the Brigade can expect to coordinate with and support multiple joint, multinational, and Army headquarters, including the Joint Air Operations Center, JAOC, Regional and Sector Air Defense Command Centers, Multinational AMD Headquarters, Army Division, Corps, or Numbered Army Headquarters, and in some circumstances, Host Nation Airspace Control Elements. The ADA Brigade, through its AMD PCS and via tactical data links, provides the necessary situational awareness to joint and multinational partners, which enhances the timely and required decision-making to support unified land operations. The AMD PCS provides the ADA Brigade with some flexible capability, support to current operations and sustainment, and support to future operations or a capability to support forward operations, a jump capability. An ADA Brigade can provide C2 of subordinate units to include a multinational task force. Engagement operations are controlled through the ADA Brigade ADA FCO deployed with the SADC, for instance. Control of subordinate forces is exercised through tactical data links and voice communications. The brigade may operate an FCE to battle manage engagement operations of subordinate battalions, generally in a management by exception role. The normal mode of operations is for the ADA FCO supporting the SADC to provide engagement authority directly to the battalion/separate battery capable of executing the engagement. Force operations. Historically, the brigade focuses on training and certifying subordinate units to execute their AMD mission while providing and/or coordinating all the administrative, operational, logistical, and special staff requirements for subordinate units. The ADA Brigade focuses on dynamic adjustments to current plans during execution to maintain the viability of the defense. It also conducts hierarchical planning with the AAMDC and with subordinate ADA echelons. Brigade force operations mirror those of the AAMDC and consist of the following core tasks: AMD planning and coordination with and between supported and supporting headquarters, AMD resource allocation, critical and defended asset list development and management support, airspace control measures planning and coordination, AMD reporting, AMD IPB, force protection, early warning dissemination, sustainment, and multinational AMD-related tasks. Generally, the brigade focuses more on C2 capabilities that enhance force operations and planning than those associated with engagement operations. An exception to this general rule may occur if there is an unacceptable risk to engagement operations within the brigade footprint. The ADA brigade assists the AAMDC in projecting its AMD forces to theater to support the JFC's priorities. This includes all aspects of mobilization and pre-deployment operations, deployment and entry operations, employment and sustainment, and redeployment. The brigade oversees subordinate units' rear detachment operations, including the effective execution of family readiness groups. Forward ADA brigades participate in portions of the reception, staging, onward movement, and integration process in theater. Following the reception, staging, onward movement, and integration principle of unity of command, a theater sustainment command typically controls the first three stages. The gaining ADA brigades can influence the onward movement stage by recommending tactical assembly areas. Integration is complete when the gaining ADA brigade establishes positive command over the arriving unit and determines that the unit is combat ready and capable of performing its assigned mission. The ADA brigade headquarters can mobilize, along with some or all of its subordinate ADA organizations, or as a separate AMD capability. Brigade headquarters generally deploy in theater to areas that facilitate joint/multinational coordination and provide the best geographical opportunities to execute C2 of current and future AMD capabilities. It is common, but not necessary, for ADA brigades to collocate with a subordinate unit to benefit from mutually supporting force operations considerations like logistics and force protection. Key to employing an ADA brigade headquarters is a comprehensive understanding of the AMD operation across all phases. Special consideration is given when a brigade's C2 responsibilities will significantly change in scope or magnitude while transitioning from one phase of the operation to the next. In this scenario, the brigade should employ in a way that minimizes disruptions to the AMD operation while transitioning across phases. ADA forces lack a sufficient physical security capability to protect themselves, so deployment considerations for the ADA brigade includes the support relationships, sustainment operations, and physical security needs. It is frequently advisable for the ADA brigade to collocate with the supported unit, such as the Regional or Sector Air Defense Command, or with other Army organizations that can supplement the ADA brigade's capabilities. The ADA brigade is under the operational control of the AAMDC. Additionally, the brigade regularly conducts direct coordination with supporting joint and multinational base commands for mission and soldier support. Engagement operations. Brigades exercise engagement operations through the C2 systems of subordinate units. ADA brigades also assist in integrating and controlling joint fires by positioning an ADA FCO team with the kill chain controlling headquarters. A brigade ADA FCO normally deploys to a control and reporting center, AWACS, Aegis Combat System, JOC, or Combined Air Operations Center per the regional and/or sector layout. ADA brigade ADA FCO functions include controlling ADA engagements and providing assistance for rapid engagement of airborne targets or platforms by maintaining a continuous communications link with the AAMDC ADA FCO, Engagement Authority, subordinate FCEs, and THAAD fire control officers as appropriate. tracking deconflictions between AMD and other joint sensors via the Regional/Sector Air Defense Command's mission crew to assist in resolving identification and correlation issues. Disseminating and complying with air defense warnings, airspace control orders, special instructions, early warning data, real-time intelligence, and air tasking orders. Issuing surface-to-air missile tactical orders which direct ADA fire unit readiness based on the Army Headquarters or AAMDC and AADC, RADC, or SADC guidance. Monitoring ADA unit information such as status and engagement reports to include CRAM. Brigade-level control of sensors generally revolves around coordinated emission control procedures and alert states. The procedures and alert states provide subordinate units predictable maintenance opportunities, emission authorization to achieve the directed alert state, and the opportunity to train with sensors outside of a full radiation condition. Sustainment operations. As discussed in the unit composition section, the ADA Brigade is resourced to provide all staff functions, including the special staff sections of the chaplain, judge advocate, and surgeon. However, the brigade is dependent upon appropriate elements of the theater for financial management support, force health protection, personnel and administrative services, and supplemental transportation, the Expeditionary Signal Battalion for signal support, Support Maintenance Company for maintenance support beyond organic means, and Field Feeding Company for field feeding support. The ADA Brigade Headquarters generally oversees two sustainment-related responsibilities. First, the brigade assesses all the sustainment requirements across subordinate units and directs specific sustainment responsibilities to subordinate headquarters based on MET-TC. It is quite possible that a subordinate battalion will be directed to assume sustainment responsibilities such as logistic support and force protection for non-organic subordinate batteries. Second, the ADA Brigade coordinates sustainment support for joint/multinational AMD forces within the brigade's area of operations. The combination of these two responsibilities ensure that all sustainment functions are properly provided for subordinate AMD units. In cases where a particular sustainment function is inadequate for a subordinate unit, the brigade will seek the assistance of the AAMDC to secure the appropriate resources.